And good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. And it is time for the morning interview, which is a super fun time for me these days because you just never know how many people are going to show up, it seems like. And someone who's a repeat from yesterday, Miss Tiffany Pearson. Good morning.
Morning.
And Bobby Jordan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And we have a special guest. Elizabeth is here with us, too, this morning. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing today? Good?
Good.
Okay, good. Okay. We are here to talk about one of my favorite things that happens in Sitka. Wearable arts. Yay! So tell us, when is it, and what are we talking about today about?
Oh, today we are talking about our call to designers. Wearable art will be February 10th. Our theme is the sky is the limit, and we need designers. And so this is the preliminary piece. Without designers, we have no show. And so we need to get people with their creative juices working on projects and thinking about what kind of designs they'd like to have and letting us know that they're working on designs so that we know that we actually have a show.
Cool. Okay. And, well, so that means I have a chance to, run out and start planning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Outfit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to talk about designers because when we say we are looking for designers, we are looking for people's creative energy, really, is what we're looking for. We have designers that have really advanced costume or design ideas, and then we have people who have never done a design before that show up and just blow people away with their creativity. So that's really what Wearable Arts is about. It's not just people who consider themselves official designers. It's people that have creative ideas. And being a designer is about self-expression and creativity, and anybody can really do it. We're looking at for unique perspectives and bringing it to life through different mediums. So the theme, The Sky's the Limit, is a great theme. And some people do take it very seriously, and some people don't really want to go that way. And some people have designs that they've been thinking about for years. And so this is where we really want to spend some time months before tapping into that, because it takes a lot of time to create some of these pieces. They're just incredibly,
amazing.
Intricate. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I can think of some. And this is where I think, Elizabeth, let's ask you. And when you say, come a little closer to the mic, but what, have you seen one that you really liked, like from last year, costume?
Did you go to the show last year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You did.
What did you think?
I really liked the dresses, and I really liked watching them run in the runway.
On the runway? Elizabeth got to sit in the VIP section last year.
What?
And what did they? Did you have some treats on the runway?
Yeah, some people get to have some food while they were walking on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And they really liked what they were wearing. It was cool and funny. I liked it.
Did you have a favorite design?
No.
They're all great.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Very diplomatic of you, Elizabeth. That was good.
It's Elizabeth's first time on the radio, so she's a little nervous.
Well, it's nice having your mom interview you. That's very helpful. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, if you think of something that you want to say, just, go ahead and say it. If you can think of one that you really liked that you thought, oh, I did like that one. And I'm thinking the ones, if I've ever seen, I've seen it, but can I think of anything right now? No, my mind is a blank, but there have been some amazing things.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Things that make you laugh, things that make you cry.
Yeah.
I think that's just such a cool thing.
Some things that make you think.
Yeah.
Right.
Some designs, yeah, we've had some designs that really carried a heavy message and made the audience think, were very dramatic. Mm-hmm. And then we've had others that are super, super lighthearted, and so that's very fun.
Yeah.
So The Sky is the Limit gives a lot of different interpretations for however people want to go with their particular design. And we are asking for designers, if you're a potential designer and you really aren't sure yet if you could pull this off or you're like, wow, I'm kind of sitting on the fence, there is a location where you can at least give us your information. It is at our website, www.sitkaartscouncil.org. And you click on the wearable art icon, and there's a place where you can put your information in so we can contact you and get you in the information loop. We have a couple of designers who are already committed, and they have done their commitment forms already, but that is not until December 15th. And then we also have a location where people who are just interested in volunteering can put in their information. But right now our focus is on designers.
Okay. Okay. I had a question for you, and it totally dropped out as soon as I start to think about what to say. But I'm interested. The first step would be to go to the website.
Right.
And say, I'd like to be considered as a exhibitor or whatever you want to, you call it, a designer. Cool. Okay.
And all age groups. We look at all age groups.
We look at all age groups. Yes.
Positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
We've had middle schoolers who have, well, Emmy Fish, for example, she started as a middle schooler, and now she's creating some amazing designs. Mm-hmm. And, that's where she got started, was when she was in middle school.
Our Mount Edgecombe students
And
as
we
well.
Had Mount Edgecombe students last year who have gone through. And so it, it's feeding into the system to keep the program alive as well.
Right.
So if you give us your information, we can help you. So if you've got questions like, oh, I'm stuck, I don't know how to do choreography, or I don't know how to fix this situation that I've run into, we can at least steer you to people who can help you.
Right. Or like, I need 15,000 bottle caps or something to make my costume.
It's a very collaborative group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So come and join us. It's wonderful. It's fun. Be a designer. We would love to have you.
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Cool. And we're looking again. This show is going to roll on the 10th of February.
Correct.
So you have lots of time to think about it and put it together.
Lots of time.
How's that sound?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so cool. So cool that you guys are here this morning. And I know. Is wearable arts, how is it connected to funding? Is it a fundraiser?
It is a fundraiser for the Greater Sitka Arts Council. The Greater Sitka Arts Council is an umbrella organization for Sitka Community Theater, the Monthly Grind, Sitka Strings. Who did I forget?
Porch Fest.
Mm-hmm. And we provide different events. We do wearable art. But we also host the gallery walks twice a year as well that a lot of people in the community enjoy. And all of those things take money. So in order to get them going, But we provide a lot of our events free of charge.
Yeah.
This one, unfortunately, we do not. Mm-hmm. It is a paid event, a ticketed event, because it is a fundraiser. And it helps to provide the other events.
Yeah, I recall sometimes it's hard to get in even. I mean, it's like, please, can I watch this or something?
In
the past, you've had like two shows or something.
We have two shows planned for this year.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Our dress rehearsal is mandatory, and it is on the Friday before, so on the 9th. And that's really, the critical ones. But we also have like little informational meetings and support meeting kind of things that go on in between.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm interested. You guys would be fun to work with, and
start thinking about your designs, Daryl.
Yeah.
We're really excited.
Okay, I will. I'm on it. So,
okay.
Well, thanks so much for coming in this morning, you guys. It's really fun
to see
you and Tiffany again. Maybe tomorrow morning. I don't know. Yeah, never know. We'll see you then. Tiffany Pearson, Bobby Jordan, and Elizabeth
Pearson.
The cool kid in the room. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you again on the radio. What do you think, Elizabeth? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, you guys. Well, I'm going to try to get us out of here without too much stumbling, and I think I can do that by doing this. You guys have a good morning.
You too.
Great. Thank
you.
And
to everybody else, we are at 26 after 8, and I'll be back in a minute with more stuff to talk about.